Montgomery was the first city in the South in which the entire Negro community united and squarely faced its age-old oppressors.
Yes, sir.
Well, out of its struggle, more than bus segregation was won. A new idea, more powerful than guns or clubs, was born. Negroes took it and carried it across the South in epic battle.
Yes, sir.
That electrified the nation and the world. Yet strangely, the climatic conflicts always were fought and won on Alabama soil. After Montgomery's heroic confrontations loomed up in Mississippi, Arkansas, Georgia, and elsewhere. But not until the colossus of segregation was challenged in Birmingham did the conscience of America begin to bleed. White America was profoundly aroused by Birmingham because it witnessed the whole community of Negroes facing terror and brutality with majestic scorn and heroic courage. From the wells of its democratic spirit, the nation finally forced Congress to write legislation in the hope that it would eradicate the stain of Birmingham. The Civil Rights Act of 1964 gave Negroes some part of their rightful dignity. But without the vote, it was dignity without strength.
Yes, sir.
Once more, the method of nonviolent resistance was unsheathed from its scabbard, and once again, an entire community was mobilized to confront the adversary.
Yes, sir.
Again, the brutality of a dying order streaked across the land. Yet Selma, Alabama became a shining moment in the conscience of man. If the worst in American life lurked in its dark streets, the best of American instincts arose passionately from across the nation to overcome it.
Yes, sir.
There never was a moment in American history more honorable and more inspiring than the pilgrimage of clergymen and laymen of every race and faith pouring into Selma to face danger at the side of its embattled Negroes. The confrontation of good and evil compressed in the tiny community of Selma. Generated the massive power turned the whole nation to a new course. A president born in the South had the sensitivity to feel the will of the country. And in an address that would live in history as one of the most passionate pleas for human rights ever made by the president of our nation, he pledged the might of the federal government cast off the centuries-old blight. President Johnson rightly praised the courage of the Negro for awakening the conscience of the nation.
Yes, sir.
On our part, we must pay our profound respect to the white American who cherish their democratic traditions over the ugly customs and privileges of generations. Come forth boldly to join hands with us.
Yes, sir.
From Montgomery to Birmingham.
Yes, sir.
From Birmingham to Selma.
Yes, sir.
From Selma back to Montgomery.
Yes.
The trail wound in a circle long and often bloody. Yet it has become a highway up from darkness.
Yes, sir.
Alabama has tried to nurture and defend evil. But evil is choking to death in the dusty roads and streets of this state.
Yes, sir.
So I stand.